Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the banks are getting sued for fraud right now. And this is pretty wild. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. And I will cover that in a little bit. First things first, guys, Zelle. Zelle is a payment platform that was started in 2017 by a company called Early Warning Services. Is that wild? Zelle is owned by a company called Early Warning Services. They were started by themselves and with the help of seven banks. Who knew that? I didn't know that. So the banks had their hand in the payment platform Zelle when it got started. And what's happened, especially during COVID, is it became so lucrative for the fraudsters that there have been thousands of transactions monthly where people have been screwed out of money, and there's been nothing that they can do about it other than complain and wish and hope that they could fix it, and they can't. Okay? So, in a district court, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has filed a lawsuit against all these banks saying that you perpetrated the fraud. Now, the banks are furious about this because with all the government efficiency that's been talked about, one thing that's been discussed is getting rid of this dinosaur that hasn't done anything, and that is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So the banks step forward, which is completely against what they normally do, and saying, listen, you guys are trying to save your political life right now. So what you've done is you've done a last-ditch effort to sue somebody to make it look like you're doing something. So the banks have said, no, we're not going to tolerate this. We're going to fight this hand over fist. If somebody's so stupid that they allow someone to steal their money, we're not going to pay for it anymore. Now, think about this, guys. There are 2,200 banks and credit unions around the United States that use Zelle. That is wild to think about. And 143 million people are enrolled in Zelle, and they sent money in the last year 1.7 billion times. People are doing it 4 and 5 times a day. Now, what's happened with this is that you have such fraud with this. And again, if you know somebody's phone number, you can basically send them money with just their phone number. Okay? Easy enough. And that's great, right? Is it? Well, no. What's bad about this is that romance scammers have been using Zelle to get people to help them. Hey, listen, I work in the oil derricks, and if you could send me money for my plane ticket, I can come visit you. That's what's happened. Now, the banks step forward and they say that they're not going to tolerate this. So if somebody's stupid enough to fall for a romance scam, the bank should pay for that. And I'm kind of like, you know, it kind of makes sense. It's not really fair in that sense. So what do you think about this? Because what happened during COVID when people were locked down is that people were sitting there freaked out in their homes, and they said, hey, listen, you know, this is the bank. We need to talk to you. There's been some questionable activity on your checking account. Oh my gosh, what do I do? Well, what you need to do is you need to contact us immediately. Give us your password, give us your code. And people have been losing money hand over fist. And for the last 3 years, I've covered stories where, you know, people were stupid enough to send $23,000, $13,000, $44,000 during these payment platforms, and they got the money back. Finally, in 2024, they said, enough is enough. We're not going to do this. We're not going to pay for these scams anymore. And the banks are just saying, nah, we're not going to do this. You know, you want to allege that we've had a failure? We've had thousands of complaints, and there's been over 290 million fraud losses from Bank of America, $360 million from Chase, and $220 million from Wells Fargo customer loans. That doesn't even count the other banks, smaller banks. Think of it, there's 2,200 banks that use this service. So that's that. Now, here is the thing. We are going into a completely digital world right now when it comes to banking. Bank of America just issued a story, and there's a story below on this, that they are going to shut down bank accounts and shut down branches. And they're going to get rid of these branches at a record pace in 2024. And I'm like, wow, that is, you know, that's wild, okay? But there's an office, a comptroller office, that handles Office of Comptroller and Currency. They handle the shutdown of banks. You have to give people a 60-day notice to shut these banks down. And Bank of America has bank accounts that are bank branches that are going to close every month in 2025. So, haven't seen anything yet. You know, one thing that we're seeing around the world is that you're seeing every sector of jobs getting cut right now. Now, real estate here in Southern California is starting to have a day of reckoning. And the day of reckoning is that the banks have had enough. They're calling in notes. Like I told you, I had a friend that has got 150 foreclosure files in one week. Hello. Okay. No, it's not that this is going to be 2008 all over again, but it's going to be bad in the sense that you're going to have people that are going to be completely upside down and lose their homes during this time. And what's happening is that you're seeing houses sit on the market longer. You're seeing price drops on Zillow. I mean, look it up, guys. Look up, you know, 92620 where I'm at, 92625. Look at 92646, areas in Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, you know, all these different areas in these really high-end cities, 92669, you know, on Zillow. And, you see housing drops. Now, I could show you guys all this stuff. It's absolutely nuts right now. Sunset, because it's so beautiful. But you're seeing this. And what thing that you're seeing internationally is bankruptcies are skyrocketing. German bankruptcies are going through the roof, double-digit numbers as far as bankruptcies are concerned, which you've never seen before. So the last time you saw this was the 2008 nonsense that happened. So it's going to happen again, guys. So what's going to happen next, guys? Who knows? This lawsuit with these against Zelle from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the against Zelle to the banks is kind of ridiculous because Zelle is claiming no responsibility, which is not really fair when you think about that. They're the platform. They're the payment platform. I'm telling you, try to do anything on PayPal, you know, and I've had 70 people, you know, 60 write me about how they've had their friends frozen until they had an explanation as far as what the business was doing, what they were all about. You don't have that with Zelle. People don't have the protection with Zelle. Hey, we think this is a questionable, transaction. You know that they do that. You know they do that all the time. So let me know what you think about this. There's a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Wow, as 2025 gets here and we've got the new Trump administration coming in, one thing that is crystal clear is that banks and countries are stepping up their gold purchases. There is a reason for that. There's going to be instability. There are the threat of tariffs globally. And when we have this, and if we have the inflation that I'm going to talk about in a bit, you need to get yourself into gold. Call Patriot Gold Group today, 888-330-1431. Number one rated with the Better Business Bureau, Consumer Affairs, fantastic customer service. And there's a reason for that. Great pricing. Contact them today. IRAs, 401ks, best service ever. Contact them today. 888-330-1431. Contact Patriot Gold Group today. Now, as we enter 2025, you're going to see the same thing that you saw in Germany here, and that is every sector's off. You're going to see job cuts everywhere. And one thing I tell everybody in my life personally is you've got to cut back as if you're going to lose your job. And people say, oh, it's a terrible way to live, Dan. You don't want to walk on eggshells at work. No, you need to plan on the fact you don't want to spend money that you don't need to spend money on. You know, you don't want to buy things that are just frivolous right now. You want to get rid of things that you can sell right now and just live a frugal life. I'm telling you guys, nobody ever got in trouble doing that, and it's the best thing that you can do. There's a woman in Georgia that inherited her mother's house. Her last name is Hale. And one thing that happened was she came home one day and found a woman living in her house. So she had to call the police, and then she had to file a lawsuit to get the woman thrown out. One of the worst states in the nation is Georgia, where you have all these people that are squatting. So woman goes to court, wins the lawsuit, gets the woman out, goes there and starts removing her stuff. Then the Sakima Johnson, the squatter, called the police and said the woman was stealing her stuff, so the woman got arrested again. It's the circle of love with this stuff. Is that insane, guys? I am telling you guys, get cameras, get locks, get a dog, get Rosie, because you show up at my house, Rosie's going to, you know, not be your friend, okay? I'm telling you that right now. And that's the best thing that you can do. Things like that, man. Make it so that you have somebody there. And I'm telling you, I have people and friends that leave town. Hey, will you come stay at my house? Will you come and hang out and make dinner? Yeah, do things like that so that it looks like the house is lived in, so you're not a target for these people, because this is happening and it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier right now with this stuff. But Georgia's lost its mind. Georgia's insane right now that they did this. Now, the judge then, she gets arrested. The judge then determines, you can read the story below, this wasn't a lawful eviction. Even though you won the case, you weren't allowed to remove her stuff. What am I supposed to do? So the woman ends up getting locked into her and in the garage and had to sleep on the floor of the garage while this woman was living in her house in heat. And one thing that's funny is my son right now left 6-degree weather to come out here from Boston to California. And I said, you know, I'm sorry it's so cold. It's 62 degrees. And he was laughing because it's so warm here and I'm freezing right now at 62 degrees. So it is crazy how the criminals have more rights. Now, one thing that has happened recently is with shoplifting and drug crimes and all the stuff that's going on in the courts is that with our new proposition, they're starting to arrest people. And, you know, most criminals don't vote, so they didn't pay attention to this. But people are being held accountable here in California. We will see if they get prosecuted. But these squatters, man, you have to shut this down. And do what you can do to protect yourself. And if you leave your house for an extended period of time, we're very private people, Dan. I don't like anybody coming into my house. Okay, well, Sakima Johnson would move into your house. Remember that. So let me know what you think about this so far. One thing that we are seeing is a mass exodus right now of people leaving states like Florida. The average age of a person leaving Florida right now is 32 years old. That is crazy, guys. You're seeing tons of people leave California because it's so expensive. It's the loss of opportunities, it's the expense, and it makes it so it's not a good place to live. So for young people, they're saying, I can't afford this. I want to own property. People want to move their lives forward, and they can't do it. That's wild. Now, this channel was built on stimulus information, grants, loans, and things like that. How about this one? The federal government, the IRS, is sending out millions of $1,400 payments to people that did not get the rebate recovery check. So I'm telling you guys, pay attention to your mail, because there are millions of checks being sent out for billions of dollars where people did not get the economic recovery and what they call the rebate recovery, where they did not file for their stimulus checks. So get ready, guys. Now, again, if I was one of these people that didn't get a stimulus check, I would call the IRS right now. I would call them and say, hey, am I eligible for this? Here's my correct address. Here's my bank account information. And they will gladly send that out. Do not be afraid to call the IRS. They are helpful. They have helplines, and they will assist you in this. But wouldn't you want to know if you're owed $1,400? What would that do for your January of 2025 if you got $1,400 in the mail from the federal government? Wouldn't that be a great gift? It'd be insane. Let me know what you think. One thing that you're seeing with this holiday shopping season is luxury brands that are trying to lower the prices to get you into their stores. And they have determined, think about this, if we can get stuff under $500, it'll get people in the stores. Is this insane? It's like, think about this. Think about these items, okay? A Gucci pet leash for $440 for your dog's leash, okay? I bought one at the 99-cent store, okay? So it was $1.25, okay? I stepped up the quality on that one for Rosie. And Louis Vuitton's got a $360 card holder that's perfect. It's a perfect gift for somebody this holiday season. Guys, this is insanity. Absolutely insane. And then Burberry's got cashmere scarves, okay, for $450. I was in a Saks Fifth Avenue outlet the other day, and I sent a video that I won't share with you guys, but it was a $109 scarf. I'm like, it was freezing that night. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy myself a scarf. I thought it was $19, and I was walking through the store with it, thinking, yeah, I'll spend $20 on a scarf. It was $109 because I my old man eyes. And I'm like, that's insane. And my friend's like, that's actually a good deal for a cashmere scarf. You may want to consider that. I'm like, pass. You know, I'll use cardboard and tie it around my neck before I would spend $109 on a scarf. So let me know what you think about this stuff. Are you going to be buying luxury goods? Isn't that beautiful like that? Oh, that's stunning. I'm going to finish this video with this last item. And this is from Dr. Marvin. Everybody is hurting right now. You do not see restaurants packed. You see spurts of people shopping. Certain malls are busy somewhat. But guys, look at this. This is an IHOP. He sent me this from last night. And look, there's nobody in the IHOP on a Sunday night at 6 o'clock. That is crazy, guys. Okay? Now, Florida, IHOP, where is everybody? Okay? It's an inexpensive place to eat. Breakfast all day, all that shenanigans, but they have no money, okay? So you're going to see less and less of this right now. That's what's going to happen moving forward into 2025. People are just done. They're spent right now. So please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com, and stay tuned for the winners to be announced for the Christmas cards, okay? I'll see you real soon.